Hello and welcome to the Melissa Diaz Report. My name is Melissa Diaz and I'm hosting this radio news cultural commentary show. I am living in Austin, Texas currently. Nice to meet ya. And let's dive into some news for today, right? What's going on? What is going on? A lot of stuff. First off, we have, let's see. We got BlackRock. Okay, here's the things that I've been checking out, right? All right, so first of all, we got BlackRock suing UnitedHealth for giving, quote-unquote, too much care to patients after the CEO was murdered. Isn't that interesting? BlackRock, the one of the most enigmatic, wealthiest investment companies in the world, right? It's been implicated with a lot of really shady stuff, and now they are suing UnitedHealthcare for giving too much care to patients after the CEO was murdered. If you don't remember, that was the guy that was assassinated in the middle of Midtown Manhattan by who's considered largely gorgeous, Luigi Mangione, right? And then quickly propelled that assassin into folk hero status because of the fact that everybody basically empathized with the shooter and not the healthcare CEO, with the exception of some people, like contrarians. Contrarians really tried to, stake a claim in the moral high ground by defending the opposite point of view, which is that it's totally just bad and grotesque that people are celebrating this UnitedHealthcare CEO's death. And the thing is, the problem is that it was tone deaf, right? Because the thing is that it's kind of like people are celebrating it knowing that it's grotesque. They're celebrating it partly because it's grotesque. They're celebrating it because it's almost like a cynical celebration of being pushed to the point where your heart is unexpectedly gladdened by fear being struck into the hearts of healthcare executives and administrators, high-level administrators. That's what it was, right? It's kind of like, I think, with Trump, which by no means I'm saying everyone felt that way about Trump, but it's the same sort of postmodern, ironic, cynical kind of celebration of something, some situation culminating in, if not a desired outcome, at least a just desserts outcome, right? Like we deserve this because we've been saying that this is a problem for many years. Nobody listened, and now we've gone beyond the brink, right? We've gone past the line, and we're just completely off the rails, and we deserve this, right? Because nobody wanted to listen to anybody, and everybody else was apathetic. No one did anything, right? No one took charge. No one listened, right? Just this elephant in the room has broken on all the china, and everyone's like, "How did that happen?" And the people who are celebrating are like, "It's almost like a relief." Right, it's not like people are celebrating, I think, the CEO's death, although there are those kind of ghouls online, but it's more like celebrating the popping of a cyst. You know what I mean? Where it's like it finally pops and just spews out all of this toxic goo and all over and it's gross and it sucks, right? But also those are kind of some of the most popular, most viral videos on the internet is to see somebody finally get a cyst popped. Such a relief. And that's what this is. You know, I think it's more like ironic, you know, celebration where you're celebrating something that you wish never even happened, but you know, needs to occur in order for for the toxicity to be expelled from the body, you know, to just get out there. You just need to let it fest. You need to like go. You don't let it fester, rather, but you need to just pop it. We got to pop it. And popping, literally popping that UnitedHealthcare CEO, I think allowed all of that toxicity that everybody, that effervescent joy people felt, that's the goo, you know, and it's like it allowed people to just let it out finally and express it. And in a way, I think that's kind of good. So I don't know. And now, you know, and now it's over, right? And now, and nobody's on the streets there trying to shoot any other CEOs, even though that's what the CEOs think, because really that's what they've always thought was going to happen. That's when it comes to high level administrators, executives, rich people, that is their worst fear. They dread people, like the public, you know what I mean? And the thing is, it's like we're aware, but we just don't think about it because we actually don't think about them as much as they think about us, right? We are doing things, right? Getting over drug addictions, raising kids, trying to get a job, right? We don't have time to think about these fucking idiots. All they do is think about us, how to influence our opinions, how to shift us towards doing some shit that we don't want to fucking do. And it's like, and we know it's happening, but there's just so much going on in our lives. Our dog is sick, right? We're late for school. We're late for work. So we just have to kind of just begrudgingly just get through this barrage of propaganda every day just to fucking live your life. And when it comes to healthcare, that's probably one of the worst nodes of this network of bullshit that we have to deal with, right? The healthcare thing is the worst, because while you're having to deal with your life, in addition, you got these guys trying to influence what you do for your healthcare, how you get it, where you get it, who gives it to you, how much you can get, how much they tax you for it, but also not give you, right? It's like, it's such a ball of bullshit. It's a cyst, right? It's a node of full festering, full of just goop, just infection, you know? And you just gotta like, so when that guy got popped, it was almost like literally poking a hole in it and just letting all of your resentment finally just spew out. It's relief. It's actually, it's good that people did that. They got out of their systems a little bit finally, right? And also they got to see that we all feel the same way. But that's what executives hate. And rich people, it's not like, I don't think they're like a cabal or anything, but I do think they think similarly, right? They have similar interests. So why wouldn't they be worried about the same things? One of those main things is people, the public, the masses, you know, just finding out that they actually have the same opinion about something, right? Across the aisle. No, there's no partisanship involved here. This is just people going, oh, yeah, those are assholes, aren't they? Yes, they are. Right. And then you got people with nose rings shaking hands with people with MAGA hats because now they finally go, yes, yeah, fuck those guys. And they don't want that because that would be. But we all know that. Why am I even saying it? We know this, but we soldier on anyway, just trying to take our dogs to the vet or whatever. Right. Or get our babies vaxxed or whatever the fuck you're up to that just sucks and you have to deal with. But anyway, I don't know if you remember this, but shortly afterwards, UnitedHealthcare changed some of their policies. Somehow, I forget exactly how, but they pivoted and they started giving people healthcare or signing off on more healthcare than they had before because they were terrified. And a lot of stuff happened as a result of that. A lot of CEOs took their pictures off of their websites, their company websites, because they're fucking scared. And they were always scared of shit like that. But I don't think that they realized that would happen, right? That people would just straight up start assassinating them and targeting them, right? So it's, and that sucks. It sucks. They should not be assassinated. They should not be targeted. There should not be violence, right? But there should also not be, we should also not be fooling ourselves as to why anybody would celebrate the sort of cultural phenomena of that happening. Anyway, of a UnitedHealthcare CEO getting popped like that, because that's what happened. You know, it's just nobody really celebrated his death, I don't think, aside from a couple of, you know, Twitter trolls, but that's kind of it. Anyway. But anyway, a group of investors sued United Healthcare Group on Wednesday, accusing the company of misleading them after killing its CEO, Brian Thompson. The class action lawsuit filed in the Southern District of New York accuses the health insurance company of not initially adjusting their 2025 net earning outlook to factor in how Thompson's killing would affect their operations. Yes, okay. A day before Thompson was fatally shot, the company issued guidance that included net earnings. I don't even know what the fuck any of this means. All right, let's can somebody give me this the cliff notes of this of these cliff notes, because I don't want to look at numbers. The investors described this as materially false and misleading, pointed to the immense public scrutiny the company and the broader health insurance industry experienced in the wake of Thompson's killing. That's crazy. Yes. The group, which is seeking unspecified damages, argued that the public backlash prevented the company from pursuing the aggressive anti-consumer tactics that it would need to achieve its earnings goals. Look at this. It's like in the face of all of this is really a prime example of why nothing's ever going to get better and it's not going to change. They see this reaction online, and it's not just online, right? They see this glee and this conversation start. And it's specifically about them and how they handle, you know, consumers of health insurance. And they just don't even give a shit. They don't even address it. They don't even acknowledge it, right? They are just seeking their money in court. They don't care. They don't give a shit about you, right? They're just seeking damages. People are talking about how their family members are suffering, dying from cancer or whatever the fuck, right? This company is going, but what about how we were damaged? What about how we were hurt and affected? We're gonna sue. You see, they made no gesture to connect with the public. This is the thing. It's like we have this invisible wall. They don't even acknowledge us. They just pretend like they live in a completely different sphere of reality, like a different city altogether. Like, we're all living in New York City, for example. Not me, I'm in Austin right now, thank God. But, you know, but they don't live in the same New York that everybody else does. They don't even see regular people. We may as well be squirrels just kind of around, okay? We may as well just be the local flora and fauna we are for them, right? We're just like, you know, what's the Latin term for crackhead? Fentanylus methamphetamylus, you know? Then and that's a local Puerto Rican, you know, creature that just kind of skitters around with the squirrels and the rats. We're just animals to them. We don't matter. We don't speak. We speak. They don't hear. All they hear is like a little animal. Okay, they never have to even barely interact with us. In fact, they're trying to build up. That's why there's so many more high rises in New York now. They are trying to get to the point where they have private sky bridges. I mean, look it up. This has happened already, right? Sky bridges, once they get the little drone vehicles, right, so that they can just live in a literal city in the sky, and they never have to interact with us little fucking smog heads down below, you know, just walking around in the pollution, right? They don't want us. They wish we weren't here. That's why everything that's being done always has like a little bit of anti-procreation too, right? They're always trying to convince people to go follow your dreams. You know what kills dreams? Babies. Don't do babies. Dreams, people. Go chase dreams. We can sell you dreams. We cannot sell you healthcare. I'm sorry. We can't give you the healthcare that you'll need to take care of children. So, dreams. You know what doesn't need healthcare? Dreams. That's what doesn't need healthcare. Dreams just need, you know, very basic fuel, alcohol, cocaine, very simple. We can give you cocaine illegally somehow, but we can get it to you. We can give you opiates in-house, in the hospital. We can give you those, but we can't give you anything that would help you with children. But we can give you everything that can help you with your dreams. So you want some dreams? Go chase dreams. You don't want kids anyway. Kids are, and then that's where somehow, I don't know how this happened, feminism got sort of co-opted to support this, right? You don't want to, you don't want, listen, ladies, what do you want to have a baby and feel fulfilled watching a young, you know, light grow that you help water like a plant, but that it grows into something beyond your wildest dreams. It goes, now you just have a thing that suddenly crawls and then walks and then runs off into the earth. And you just, it's like setting a fucking eagle free. You just watch it fly away into the mountains and you go, oh my God, I made a part of the earth, right? Oh, do you want that? Or, you know, do you want to, you know, be like a Zumba class instructor, right? Which, what do you think, which one of these things do you want? Okay. Or do you want to be a stripper? Or do you want to have the biggest OnlyFans account in your part of the country? I mean, what do you want? Do you want to chase these dreams, right? Or do you want to be a witch? Do you want to be one of the best tarot card readers in the you know, San Francisco queer community? Like, what, you chase your dreams, okay? Dreams are what everything runs on, because you don't actually have to give anybody anything for them. But anyway, well, that rant is over now. And I'm going to go now. So that was the beginning of, I hope, a new chapter in this show. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry for the hiatus. Not really apologizing. I'm just saying I apologize for not being able to post more clips in the last few months because I had a child very advanced age, so you know, I needed some time to recover, and now I have, so you'll be hearing more from me. That was the Melissa Deers Report. My name is Melissa, and I hope you have a good week. Goodbye.